Broadcasting live from Wilmington, North Carolina, it's time for Cape Fear Seniors, where those who impact seniors' lives gather to tell their stories.
Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Petcher, your host for Cape Fear Seniors. Today's guest is Susan Fennell. Susan is Executive Director of the YWCA Lower Cape Fear. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.
You're welcome. The mission of YWCA Lower Cape Fear is as follows, kind of paraphrased: eliminating racism, empowering women, promoting peace, justice, freedom, and dignity for all. These are ambitious and significant goals. Let's talk specifics today about the programs and the activities the YWCA sponsors to reach those goals, and in particular, how the Y has chosen to serve women as they age. There's a growing awareness, as I'm sure you're aware, Susan, of the importance of fitness as we grow older. Obviously, the YWCA wants fitness to be a routine for Americans from their youngest ages. But let's talk about programs at the Y that are focused specifically on the needs of seniors as they age, obviously, and require more exercise. You have a pretty robust water exercise program over at the Y. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. What we like to pride ourselves on is that we have water exercise and water is a lifetime activity. Swimming is a lifetime activity that we can all do, as opposed to something like basketball. And when you're in the water, you're about 20% of your body weight. So therefore it's comfortable. It's not going to cause difficulty with our joints. And most people can do it.
Low impact.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Very low impact and, very little fear of injury. Mm-hmm. So it's comfortable, and our environment is very comfortable for women and men. So we have a huge number of women who use the pool facility for water exercise, and also men who lap swim. It's pretty consistent with our staff, and they make people feel very comfortable. And it's not that you have a environment where you feel like you have to be fit walking in the door either,
right,
like a lot of places make you feel. So we're very proud of that. So I think it's a great place to start if you're looking to begin exercising.
You make a great point about, as we age, the ability to play a heavy-duty game of basketball obviously decreases. Everything says yes when it comes to water activity because it is low impact. As you said, there's very little risk of danger. Can't break many bones when you're in the pool, unless there's no water there. And obviously, the pool is filled when you're there as well. Do you have specific programs or activities for seniors, or can just anybody join any particular aquatic program or exercise class that they would like to join?
You could pretty much do anything. I mean, you can lap swim. There are, specific water exercises. In the mornings, afternoon, there are exercises in shallow water. If you're a non-swimmer, there are water exercises in deep water. If you're not comfortable with that, you certainly can opt for the shallow water exercises. And the other thing, the pool is very accessible. We have those folks who are non-swimmers who don't want to just jump in, they can certainly get in. We have a ramp that makes that easy to do. Like I said, it makes it very comfortable. And most folks that are there have been coming for quite some time and very loyal. I had a woman who called me not too long ago who's been coming 19 years.
Wow.
And so,
wow.
And she, she had a lot of wonderful things to say about our staff and our facility. And
are there open swims as well as the organized programs?
Sure. Like I said, there's lots of different things going on.
And that pool, as I noticed on the website, is open at 5:30 in the morning. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of early
Monday through Friday.
A lot of
is.
Early exercisers.
Yes.
And I'll bet there are a number of seniors in there as well, because many seniors do like to get up early and get going, especially the ones who've been active for some time. I ran across, in doing research on your program, something that was absolutely intriguing to me, and it's something called fluid recovery. I'm going to ask you to explain that because I'm sure you can do it way, way better than I can. But for our listeners, this is an extraordinary, extraordinary undertaking on the part of the Y.
Yes, it's called fluid recovery. It's for breast cancer patients in any stage of breast cancer recovery. We approached Cape Fear Community Foundation for monies to start that program. And they did. They awarded us $15,000 last year to start that program. And it's water exercises. And what happens is we work with these patients in the water. We also, it's free of charge to any participant. We pay for their membership and the water exercises for them.
No cost at all.
No cost at all to the participant. We even cover, like I said, memberships to the YW and then for the entire time that the session goes on. And then towards the end of the year, we actually got an additional funding from Wells Fargo of $2,500 to continue. So we still have some money left over this year, so we're continuing throughout this year as long as we have funding. So it's been very successful. And not only are these women with other folks that have been through similar situations,
right.
So they feel comfortable with each other and can discuss things that are certainly similar and impact themselves and others and feel really comfortable sharing. So it's a lot of group work as well.
Are these in-pool exercises, these in-pool activities for breast cancer recoverers, are they specific to, are the exercises specific to therapy for recovery?
Oh, sure. You're going to be working on range of motion and strengthening the upper body and shoulders. And the person doing this, Lori Manship, she's been certified in water exercises and has been a part of not only this program since its inception, but helped us with approaching the folks about the grant, writing the grant, and has been involved since we even kind of got this going. So, and has done an incredible job with it. And so we've been very pleased with what we've been able to do so far and how many lives we've been able to reach through it. And
how many people are involved at this point?
It's, you know, I don't know those numbers, but I would say we've had 15 to 25 in each session so far. And what the hope is these folks can mainstream into our regular water aerobics classes and continue through that. And so that is happening, but they are welcome to stay as long as they want in that program.
What's the typical fluid recovery protocol in terms of length of time that they're in the program?
Well, I would think that they would stay two sessions or so and then probably mainstream. But they're, like I said, we let them decide that. And, of course, their physician has to release them into our program to start with. And then, you know, they're monitored. Each individual kind of is going to be different. So we're going to let them kind of work through that process, but certainly would influence them to stay as long as they felt comfortable and then mainstream into our regular programming.
And breast cancer can strike at any age, but obviously it can, a fair number of seniors really experience that disease as well. The fact that this exists, I think, should be shouted from the rooftop. It's an extraordinary program that obviously is having an extraordinary impact on a lot of lives. Congratulations on that. And hopefully you'll have funding going forward to keep it moving.
Yes, thank you.
Staying with the water, there's something. I happen to be up north of here. I guess it was in Columbus County on Sunday. My daughter, who is in her mid-20s, ran a little mini triathlon, and I was stunned to see a woman in her 70s running this program, and I ran across the fact that you have something called YWTRI at the YWCA, which actually helps people prepare for triathlons. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Sure, a little bit. I'm not, you know, our aquatics director, Lance Tate, would be the person to speak with.
Well, the fact
with
that it exists is pretty right. cool.
Yeah, and it's, the YW Tri Club. And actually, we had the Charlotte YWCA asked if they could use our name, and we said, absolutely, please do. So they're doing really well with their program. But it's basically a group of folks who train at our facility. Obviously, most of the time they're training in the pool, and then they train with bikes, spinning. We do have a room in the facility where they do some spinning with their own bikes, with equipment in our facility, and then run. So it's a small group of people. I would think there would be about 25 in the club right now. But most of what we do is we work with them mostly on the swimming, but in the biking. But It's, as you know, triathlons are very, I've done one sprint triathlon myself. I said I was going to do it before I couldn't do it at all.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
before we had to go to the pool.
Yeah, right. Before, yes, absolutely. But it's one of those things that, yeah, there's certainly, it's amazing to see, folks that are capable of doing that. Cause I know that, it was awfully hard for me to get through it and, to think about folks that are, you know, and I know that I've had a couple of knee surgeries and, you know, to think that, to get through some of that, but I think some people have it as a goal and I think it's a good thing if you can do it physically, to get through it. I think it's a empowering feeling and certainly to accomplish that. So we try to help people, train and be smart about it.
And if you can be successful at that later in life, it's all the more meaningful, I think.
Sure.
And productive for the individual. And I'm assuming that anybody of any age, provided they're in decent physical condition, can enter YDUB Tri. Yes?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great,
yes.
Great. Let's talk about Bridge.
Yes. We actually, I'm not sure a lot of people know that we have a Bridge Center. It's down.
This is the card game, not the span across the river.
That's right, exactly. And a lot of people go, Bridge Center, what does that mean? That is absolutely cards. We have another facility in the Government Center further down on South College, and it's about 3,500 square feet, and they play bridge every day, Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, and then some evenings they play. And there's probably 55 to 70 folks in there every day playing bridge.
And a lot of gray hairs, I'm guessing. Yes. Right.
Yes. I would say there's some experienced folks in the room. Mm-hmm. And so, but we are open to folks that are just would like to learn how to play bridge. There are classes available for beginners and also those folks who might, want to move, who are just playing at home, would like to move to contract bridge or to get into that. And it's a great group of people and that, you know, are been playing for many years.
They play every day?
Yes, some of them play
That's
every day and play together, you know, in these groups every day or at least two or three times a week.
Wow.
Or even more often. And it's a social group as well. And it very sharp minds and keeps them thinking. And I can tell you, I don't know how to play bridge. It seems very complicated. But a lot of YWs house bridge, games. And this is, one of those things we've been doing for a long, long time. And it's a pretty big deal.
When I was in college, I had a philosophy professor who was a huge bridge fan, and a friend of mine and I used to go over there on Saturday evenings, and we'd drink coffee and just talk. But they were always talking; she was always talking about bridge. And ever since then, I thought I should try to learn this game. So if I wanted to, I could just walk into the Bridge Center and sign up for lessons. Is that right?
That's correct. Shirley Dale, who is our manager up there, she is certainly available to sign you up for classes and to get you in the appropriate level and get you going.
Good to know.
Great group of folks.
I'll put it on the list. It's my bucket list. It's part
of
my bucket list for
good,
sure.
Good deal.
You've got a big fat birthday coming up, don't you?
Absolutely. We're happy to say that the YWCA will turn 100 years old. On April 24th is actually the day we opened our doors 100 years ago, and it's fascinating to think that this organization has been providing services to Wilmington and the surrounding areas for that long. It's exciting.
100 years, that's amazing. Do me a favor, just 100 years ago when the YWCA started, just give me one big difference between then and now that you can see. You know, 100 years have elapsed. It must have looked very, very different. I don't mean just physically, but programmatically and so forth. Just talk for a second about the changes that have occurred over 100 years.
Oh, yeah. I would say that 100 years ago, women were pretty much not working that much. We were not exercising because we were thought to maybe be too frail at that time to exercise. And so we were teaching classes like typing and knitting and things like that. Mm-hmm. So the YWCA nationally was started 158 years ago. So, and at that time, those were the things that were going on. And of course, the YWCA in Wilmington has at that point was kind of a little bit later doing the things that mm-hmm. National was doing, mm-hmm. Looking at women's rights and voting and equal rights mm-hmm. for people of color. And there were segregated YWs for women of color and then a separate YW for the white women. And so that's what we were looking at those points in time. So it was very, very different.
A lot of evolution since then.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah absolutely. And you have a gala to celebrate this.
Absolutely, yes. We are celebrating our 100 years on May 3rd. At Wilmington Convention Center. Our friends over there are having us again, and that's at 6 o'clock on the 3rd. And we're looking to have a room full of people so big. We can't be in the ballroom. We're going to have to be in the expo section. And so, but it's going to be a wonderful evening, a little bit different than we've had in the past. So it's going to be like a black tie affair, a little mm-hmm. bit more formal.
Well, it's 100 years. You got to celebrate.
I know it. It's going to be fancy, which we don't normally do fancy at the YW too often. But our national CEO from the YWCA in DC is going to join us, Dara Richardson. And she doesn't, you know, we just feel so fortunate to have her come. She just so busy. She doesn't get to visit too many local associations. So she's going to be there. And Adele Hodges is going to be there. She's a colonel. She's going to speak. We'll also have, of course, Frances Weller, who typically MCs our Women of Achievement event, is going to be there. And then we'll have live entertainment. The Four Nights is going to be there. We'll have dancing, full dinner. Of course, some adult beverages will mm-hmm. be there. But it'll be fun. It'll be a little bit different, dancing and that type of thing. Perry's Emporium, one of our sponsors, is we're going to be doing some fun things with we have a 1-carat diamond that's going to be given away,
wow.
which is new.
Wow,
and so we're going to have some fun opportunities there in that capacity. So we're hoping to have about 1,000 people there.
And any and all are welcome.
Absolutely. That's men, great. Women, like I said, it's going to be a little bit formal, black tie, so 6 o'clock on the 3rd.
Sounds good. And finally, you have another event coming up on, I think it's April 25th, the Stand Against Racism. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. This is our fifth year doing this event, and basically what it is a human chain on College Road. And this year we have commitments from a few other businesses, and that includes UNCW. So what we do is at about 12:15 on the 25th, we're all going to go out on College Road and form a human chain. And we have T-shirts if you want to purchase those for $10, or you can just wear orange, which is sort of our signature color, and stand against racism, and just what it reminds us of, that racism still exists and that we can all be mindful of not perpetuating that in our communities or in our lives or in our families and our children, and just be mindful that we can influence people to not continue that. And there will be 39 other states in the country doing the same thing.
And simultaneously?
Yes.
Cool.
Well, maybe not at the same exact time as we do it, but on the same day.
Gotcha.
And so last year, about 310,000 folks did the same thing on that day. And then the night before, we're actually doing another event to kick off Stand Against Racism. We're having a viewing of a film called Racial Taboo by Brian Grimm at St. Stephen's AME Church the night before, and then a table discussion about that, just about how to talk about racism among the races. And so we're hoping that that's a good way to start some good discussions as well.
The 100-year mark is really quite extraordinary. For 100 years, YWCA Lower Cape Fear has been an incredible resource to the people of our area. We've got to wind down. If you could just give us some contact information, Susan Fennell, about the Cape Fear, Lower Cape Fear, YWCA, that'd be great. Website, contact information in general would be great.
Yeah. Our website's the best way to get any information, and you can just click on any items there. The YWCA-LowerCapeFear.org is the way to go on our website, and then pretty much tickets for the gala are there. Anything you want to know about our programs, how to contact folks is on there. You can contact me, send me an email if you want to talk to me directly. I'm happy to respond to that. You can like us on Facebook. We talked about doing a campaign. We've been here 100 years. You should like us by now.
By now, right?
But we haven't quite put that out there yet, but we certainly should, by, you know, after we turn 100. We have a Twitter account, too, and that's out there, too. And I think if you like us on Facebook, you can do that as well from the website. So I think all of that is there. But please do. And you're welcome to come try any of our programs. In the water, if you want to try the aerobics class, water aerobics class, if you want to come lap swim, just to see if you like the facility, it works well for you, the location works well, and without purchasing a membership or buying anything, you're welcome to try that out as a guest.
Good to know. Susan Fennell, Executive Director, YWCA Lower Cape Fear, thanks for joining us today, and happy 100th birthday.
Oh, thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.